Got a lot in my past, got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things I want back, there's a lot of me I don't like. But I call just as I am to you, and I know just what you're gonna do. When I need grace, you give it wholehearted, give it wholehearted.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Life Walk with Christ God. And I'm sorry we had to start a little late, but we had some storms here, and they just weren't letting up, and finally they have let go. And we will be catching right after this show Stu Scheer and Money and Change coming up at 8 o'clock. Anyway, folks, you come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You can shop and buy our merchandise. We broadcast live all over the world, and if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. And with that, this song right here, Wholehearted, we are the messengers. Holy smokes, what a great song. BMI Music License, again, BMI Music License covered under the Trim Radio Network, 6105-1658. 6105-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. If you want to call in and you want to talk, you want to tell your stories, you want to tell your miracles, you want to talk anything about Christ God, we are here to listen. Please join us. Here we go. And we're going to get right on into it, and I'll tell you what. We left off, I tried to do this every week, but last week, I'm sorry, I was ill. So we're catching up, and we are on Job, chapter 4, verse 10. Now, just to give you a little catching up of what we were doing, Job has lost everything. He has been devastated. He's lost his children. He's lost his daughters. He's lost his sons. Job, in God's eyes, was a good and upright man in all the earth, as God put it. And anyway, the angels, the sons of God, came, and with them also came Satan. And God asked him, "Where have you been?" Walking into the earth, to and fro, and walking within it. And he said, "Have you considered my servant Job, a good and upright man, and faithful, and escheweth evil?" And of course, he knew exactly why Satan was there. He knew exactly what he was looking at. He was testing God. Satan was testing God. And you know what? He told him, he said, "If you take everything from him, he'll curse you to your face." Job did not. "If you affect him with sickness, he'll curse you to your face." Job did not. And he gave the devil a command. "You will not kill Job. You will not do that. It's not going to happen." Even Job's wife said to him, "Curse God and pray for death, die." And he said, "Foolish woman, you talk as a foolish woman. Did you not think with God that there wouldn't be troubles, things wouldn't happen to you? Of course they will. Good, bad, whatever. It's God." And then his friends come. They've heard of these things that happened to Job. And they are now have come, and when they start to walk up to him, they couldn't even recognize him, and they started to weep, tore the robes, put ashes on their head, you know, and sat with him for 7 days and said nothing. And then Job spoke. And then one of his friends spoke. And we are on Job verse 10 right here as we go. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion. Had to put my glasses on. And the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perish for lack of prey. And the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. In the thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then the spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was a silence, and I heard a voice saying, "Shall mortal man be more than just God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crusted before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency, which is in them, go away? They die, even without wisdom. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints will thou turn? For wrath killed the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far away from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and of the robber swalloweth up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth out of dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." And here's the thing. His friends now have taken this position to where Job has done something wrong. They are assuming, they are saying now, you have sinned in some way, and you need to make amends to God. I mean, God's not going to do this just because God's going to do this. You've done something to God to offend him. How do you not see this? You think God's going to come down here and do something to you just because? What they don't realize is this had nothing to do with Job. It did, but it did not. See, God already determined Job was an honest, faithful, upright man in all the earth that escheweth evil. Satan did this. And his friends now think he did something to aggravate God. Here's the truth of the world. God has not promised us a thing. He's not promised us houses, cars, money, food. He has not promised us anything. The only thing that he has told us is, if we believe in Christ, his son, his one and only son who he sent here, who died and 3 days rose again and beat death, overcame death on the cross, overcame sin on the cross, we would have eternal life for the beliefs that we had. But his friends don't understand that this thing that is going on with God and the snake, Satan, they don't understand these things. How could they possibly understand what's behind their eyes? Oh, they love God. They're men of God. They want to do what's right. They're trying to talk to their friend, and they're trying to comfort their friend, but they're not doing a good job of it because right away they've accused their friend of doing something wrong. That's the hard part about this. This is the part that leads to faith. This is the part that leads to just loyalty of God. Loyalty, which none of us have. Eliphaz encourages Job to appeal to God. And again, chapter 5, verse 8, I would seek unto God, and unto God I would commit my cause, which doeth great things, and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Who giveth rain upon the earth, and sendeth waters upon the fields? To set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and counsel of the forward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Then he says to him, not to despise God's discipline, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver 3 and 6 troubles, yea, even 7. There shall be no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of the destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in a league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. Thou shalt also that thy seed shall be great, thy offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, as like a shock of corn cometh in its full season. Lo, this we have searched it. So it is. Hear it and know it for thy good. What they're not realizing is they're saying all these things. God can do all these things. We already know he can do all these things, marvelous things. And come the end, I'll tell you what, he does. He protects us. We have an advocate in us, and he protects us. And still his friends say, listen, come to God, commit. Tell him what's going on. Tell him your cause. But don't despise the discipline from the sin that you have done. But that really just is not the case here. And they don't understand it. It's beyond them to understand it. It's beyond Job to understand it at this point. He's so full of anguish. So here we go, chapter 6, Job's deep anguish. But Job answered and said, oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and the calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me. The poison whereof drinketh up my spirit, the terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he eateth grass, or the loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for, even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let me loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I have yet comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should hope? What is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are brackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When is it hot? They are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned inside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed. For now ye are no thing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words, but what doeth your arguing reprove? Do you imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, you overwhelm the fatherless, and yea, dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore, be content, look upon me, for it is evident until you, if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there any iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?
Job is telling them right now, listen, I have not sinned. He's standing his ground. And rightfully so, he's standing his ground. He is saying, I didn't do this. I have not done this. Don't you understand? So before you come here accusing me, I'm your friend. Have you not known me? When have you seen me do perverse things? When have you seen me speak and not be able to discern the things that I say and not know that they could be evil? I know these things. I follow God. I follow his commands. I know I didn't do anything. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? Right there. chapter 6, verse 30. He's telling you, I know not to do these things. So I did not sin. Chapter 7, Job's questions God's continuing trials. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are his days also like the days of a hiring? As a servant honestly desireth the shallow, and as a hiring look for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity. The wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lay down, I say, when shall I arise and the night be gone? And I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day. My flesh is closed with worms, my clods of dust, my skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Oh, remember, my life is wind. My eyes shall no more see good. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see me no more. Thy eyes are upon me, and I am not. As a cloud is consumed and vanished away, so he that go down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a whale that thou settest a watch over me? When I say my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then thou scarest me with dreams and terrifiest me through visions, so that my soul chewed the strangling and death rather than my life. I loathe it. I would not live away. Let me alone, for my days are vanity. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thy heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment? How long wilt thou not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my own spittle? I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself? And why dost thou not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I shall sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. Job is sorrowful. His anguish is just overwhelming. The dreams of seeing and knowing everything that happened haunt him day in and day out. I mean, it's like soldiers that went to war and they come back and all they know is the loud bad things that happen, the visions and everything else. I mean, these things are PTSD plus PTSD plus PTSD with Job. Think about it. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he's asking God, what did I do? Why will you not hear my words? Now Bildad speaks up. Then answered Bildad, the Shuhite, and said, how long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Doeth God pervert judgment, or doeth the Almighty pervert justice? If thy children have sinned against him, and he has cast them away for their transgression, if thou would what is seek unto God be times, and make thy supplication to the Almighty. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of the righteous prosperous. Through thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to search of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee, and tell thee, and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? While it is yet in his greenness and not cut down, it withered before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God. And the hypocrite's hope shall perish. Whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web? He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his branch soothed forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seeth the place of the stones. If he destroy him from this place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen thee. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. And again, here he is again. Shall not pass away a perfect man. But we already know, that this is what happened. We already know this. When Satan came to him, and the Lord said unto Satan, Has thy, chapter 2, verse 3, considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still holdeth fast his integrity, even after all of this? Job argues his case, chapter 9. Then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one in a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered? Which removeth the mountains, they know not, which overturneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars. And you could see Job already talking about different things that even go to Revelations, about things that are to come. And I mean, that this happens all the way throughout the entire Old Testament and New Testament. Which alone spreadeth out of the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which do great things past finding out, yea, the wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say to him, What doest thou? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out of my words to reason with him? Whom though I were righteous, yet I would not answer, but I would make a supplication to my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice? For he breaketh me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with such bitterness. If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong, and of judgment, who shall set me a time of plead? If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Though I were perfect, yet I would not know my soul. I would despise my life. This is the one thing, therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that I wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shall thou plunge me in the ditch, and my own clothes shall abhor me? For he is not a man as I am, and that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon both of us. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not this fear terrify me. Then I would speak and not fear him. But if it is not so with me. Job knows he can't go to God and he can say, man, why are you doing this to me? What did I do that I deserve this? What did I do in your eyes? Tell me. He can't sit there and plead a case. God is the ultimate judge. He can't even defend himself. You know, down here on earth, you have the right to defend yourself. That is not how it works with God. Because God already knows everything. What doesn't God know? What words could you utter out of your mouth before the Lord that he doesn't already know that are coming out of your mouth? And you think you're going to defend yourself for him? For Job already knows he's a man. So no matter what, he was born to sin. These are the things that happen. We're human, mortal beings. Sinners. We will always fall short. We have always fallen short. It's never going to change. Trying to be in the presence of the one who did not fall short, I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. How do we do that? We can't. It's impossible. And Job knows this. I mean, this is the reason that Job is scared. This is the exact reason. He has no one to plead his case for him. He has no one to say, hey, I'm a good man. Chapter 10, Job questions his oppression. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou condemnest with me. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thy hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as man seeth? He's telling you, man is never going to be able to see the way that God's going to see. And all these things have happened to me, and I've tried to be the best upright man, even though I might have, in your eyes, done something. But why are the wicked rewarded? I can understand his bitterness. Have we all not seen it in today's world? It seems like the people that are the cruelest, the meanest, the greediest, get ahead all the time. So now Job is questioning his oppression. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thy hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man seeth? Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days? That thou inquirest after my iniquity, and searchest after my sin? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is no one that can deliver out of thy hand. He's telling you, God, you know me. You know I'm not sinful. I'm not wicked. But why won't you rescue me? I can't ask you to rescue me. What am I supposed to do here? Thy hands have made me and fashioned me together round about. Yet thou doest destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And these things hast thou hid in thy heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from my iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet I will not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou my affliction, for it increaseth. Thou huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witness against me, and increasest thy indignation upon me. Changes in war are against me. Wherefore, then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I have given up the ghost, and that no eye has seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, and I will take comfort a little. Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and as the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness. I mean, it's hard to hear how much sorrow. And he's asking God, you know, please, let me die. I sinned. I did something to upset you. Let me die. Show me what it was. Let me die. I will take my medicine. Even if it means I'm banned to hell, I'll take my medicine. Zophar's first speech. Then Zophar answered the Nehemite and said, "Should not the magnitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thy eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom that are double to that which is. Know thereof that God exacteth of thee less than thy iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is high as a heaven. What canst thou do deeper than hell? What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men. He seeth wickedness also. He will not consider it. For vain men would be wise. Through man be born like a wild ass's colt. If thou prepare thy heart and stretch out thy hands toward him, if iniquity be in thy hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as the waters that pass away. And thy age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning, and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take away thy rest and safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape. And their help, their hope, shall be as giving up of the ghost." Again, he's telling him, what do you think God's doing here? You sinned. You did this. Now it's time to atone, to repent, and to go to God. And here we go, chapter 11. Job begs God to speak to him. "Lo, my eye hath seen all this. My ear hath heard and understood it. What you know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God." See, he's telling his friends, listen, I'm not inferior to you. You don't think I know these things? You don't think I've witnessed these things? Experienced these things? No, he wants to talk to God. He knows in his heart, I didn't do it. What did I do? So he wants to talk to God. "But you're forgers of lies. You're all for physicians of no value." He's telling his friends, what you're saying, it means nothing to me, because I know in my heart, I know in my spirit that I have done nothing wrong. God knows this. This is why I want to talk to him. This is why I would love to plead with him, although I know I can't do that. Here we are, chapter 13, verse 6. "Hear now my reasoning, and hearken the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Will ye accept his person? Will you contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do ye so mock him? Will he surely reprove you? If you do secretly accept persons, shall not his excellency make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let it come out of me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He shall also be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, shall I give up the ghost? Only do not two things unto me, then I will not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou face and holdest me for thy enemy? Will thy break a leaf driven to and fro? And will thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and markest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and lookest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest the print upon the heels of my feet, and he as a rotten thing consumeth, as a garment that a moth eaten. Job would love to talk to God. He would like to defend himself. He's telling his friends too, listen, if you're friends, don't come here and counsel me on these things that I already know. But I already know in my heart, I didn't do these things that you're accusing me of doing. You don't even know what I've done. But I'm telling you, I didn't have any iniquity in me. So is it something that I did for my child? My iniquities, my sins from my youth? You're a forgiving God. Aren't those sins blotted out? Chapter 14. Job mourns that a man has only one life. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thy eyes upon such one? And bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean one? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as a hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Through the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground. Yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and washeth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the food decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, thou wouldest hide me in the grave. Thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past. Thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man shall he live again, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands. For now thou rememberest my steps. Doest thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up my iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught. The rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. Thou washed away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth. And thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him. And he passeth. Thou changest his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. And they are not brought low, but he perceive it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul with him shall mourn. Job is basically, he understands everything. He knows everything that is going on. And it's a shame. And all the friends that were there that sat with them for 7 days in silence would have been better off sitting 7 days in silence again. And again, and again. Being a friend, just being there to comfort him. Not asking why, not accusing him, but just being there for him. And why they're right. Bad things happen if you don't follow God. That's the, you know, they're pointing this out. But they're pointing it out, and it doesn't apply here. Then answered Eliphaz the Temanite and said, should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with the unprofitable talk or with speeches wherein he can do no good? Yea, thou castest off fear and restrainest prayer before God. For thy mouth uttereth thy iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thy own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thy own lips testify against thee. Thou art the first man that was born, or was thou made before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret of God, and dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? What knowest thou that we know not? What understandest thou which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and the very aged men, much elder than thy father. Are the consolations of God small with thee? Is there any secret thing with thee? Why doeth thy heart carry thee away? And what do thy eyes wink at, that thou turnest thy spirit against God and lettest such words go out of thy mouth? And the wicked suffer. What is man that he should be clean, and he should be born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? I will show thee, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare. Which wise men have told from their fathers, they have not hid it. unto whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man traveleth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound in his ears, in prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is awaited for the sword. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to do battle. For he searcheth out of his hand against God, and strengtheneth himself against the Almighty. He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick bones of his bucklers. Because he covereth his face with his fatness, and maketh collops of fat on his flanks, and dwelleth in desolate cities, and in houses in which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps, he shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. His property. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth he shall go away. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine. It shall cast off his flower as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and the fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit.
Again, here's Job. He, and Job is about to come forth and answer everything that they're saying. So when we come next time, we're going to cover chapter 16, book of Job. Job calls his friends miserable comforters. Miserable. I mean, is that how you want to, your friends want to see you? I mean, I think not. I wouldn't want to be known as that. I mean, who wants to be known as that? But that's about what's going to happen in this next chapter. And we'll do this next time around as we come on back with Life Walk with Christ God. And like I said, once we go through the book of Job, we're going to jump around the Bible. You know what? It's the one book that has brought me peace. It is the one book that I have enjoyed, that I trust, that I know is true, and that I know whatever's going on here on this world, man, I'm not from here. I don't belong here. I've always felt that way. I don't care about this place. This is just a way station. It's temporary. And the things that I want to see that I can't see, that I want to understand that I can't understand, and the place where God told me that I could hopefully come to, hopefully my sin is not too much in his eyes. And as a believer in Christ, I know my sins are blotted out, and Christ is my attorney. Catch us next week with Life Walk with Christ God, right here on the Trim Radio Network, and it will be at 5:00. Anyway, folks, thank you for joining in. God bless you. Love one another. Remember, anger, hatred, all those things, it's not going to get you an inch further. We've got to learn to love. And we have to do a better job of it. We have to do a better job. We owe ourselves, but most importantly, we owe God. He doesn't owe us. Take care, folks.